Hello, my name is Stephen Marshall, and I'm the author of A Little Boy's Prayer. I'm extremely thankful to God for the opportunity to share this story with you. It's as epic and deep as you're willing to explore it, and as simple a tale as you care to enjoy it. Like many people in this modern world of advancement, I grew up without a father. My heart became familiar with the pain of a broken home at a young age. Although I didn't understand what unfaithfulness or rejection was, I felt their blows and wondered why the world seemed to come crashing in around me daily. Little children may not know the details of circumstances, but they live out their reality in a big way, whether it's good or bad. I still remember the day my mom sat us kids down and told us Daddy wasn't going to be living with us anymore. It was a rejection that went beyond my understanding. My mom began to teach us a stronger reality, though, of Psalm 68:5. God will be a father to the fatherless. One of the greatest benefits of having a father is that you can talk to him and he can talk to you, love you, and help you. The Bible and prayer became very important in my life. It was my connection to the Father and my only means of getting answers that people didn't have, but God did. A Little Boy's Prayer is an entertaining story birthed out of my pain, but not about my sorrow. I think that's important because when I was a boy, I didn't want to hear a story that related to my experience. I was already living there. I wanted a dream that carried me to heaven-born possibilities and joy-filled answers that lasted forever. That's what Christmas is all about. All of us have the heart of that little boy needing a strong father to lead us to a place of peace here on earth, goodwill to men and women, boys and girls. Christmas was never about the gifts that people could give, but about the gift that God gave. He makes the impossible things true when he touches his pen to the pages of your life. Forget the past and dare to dream. This is your story. It's my story. It's a little boy's prayer.